He'd arranged the flowers in a vase, stood the cart in front of him. He had no idea how long he'd been sat staring at it all. The painted heart seemed to beat in time with his own. It reminded him of her, of course, of Alice, of all the years they'd been together, of all the years they'd been in love. He was so in love with her. He'd do anything for her, give her everything. He had, in fact. The money he'd given her that morning had been the last of it. The bank account was empty. He didn't care. Barely even knew. So long as they had each other. So long as he had her. Even just the thought of her. In the hallway, the telephone rang. George hardly heard it at first. He was too busy being in love. But then a thought struck him. It might be Alice. It wasn't Alice. It was somebody asking if he knew where she was. Asking if he'd seen Jennifer and Elizabeth Carmichael, or knew of their whereabouts. Of course he did. The three of them had gone off on one of their trips together. He wasn't sure exactly where they'd gone, now he thought about it.